Hi, this is Mo Oster, MISNI's Senior Vice President for Government Affairs. This week in Albany, MISNI President Dr. Art Fogner, Vice President Dr. Joe Sellers, and Assistant Treasurer Dr. Parag Mehta participated in a press conference with the New York chapters of the American College of Physicians, American Academy of Pediatrics, and Academy of Family Physicians in support of legislation sponsored by Assemblyman Dinowitz and Senator Hoylman to close the religious exemption to our state vaccination requirements. The measure is designed to respond to our measles epidemic and to preserve the health of those whose own health conditions limit their ability to receive immunizations. Several other patient advocacy groups participated in the press conference, as did the sponsors of the legislation. Meetings with members of the Assembly and Senate health committees followed the press conference. A letter in support can be sent from MISNI's Grassroots Action microsite. And don't forget to check out MISNI's CME website, cme.misni.org, to hear a webinar regarding what physicians need to know about the measles, as well as MISNI's Buzzsprout site for a podcast about what physicians need to know about MMR. Progress is also being made on Assemblyman Gottfried and Senator Rivera's legislation to permit independently practicing physicians to collectively negotiate patient care terms with market-dominant health insurance companies. The bill was overwhelmingly supported by the Codes Committee in the Assembly and sent to the Ways and Means Committee. It remains in the Health Committee in the Senate. Physicians can send a letter in support from MISNI's grassroots site. Physicians are also urged to send letters in opposition to their senators on legislation on the Senate floor to require physicians to discuss and document the risks of opioid medications before they prescribe them to their patients, including the risks of addiction and overdose, why the prescription is necessary, alternative treatment options, and the availability of opioid antagonists. While statutory informed consent requirements cause physicians to routinely have these risk-benefit discussions with patients already, MISNI is concerned that the overly prescriptive nature of this proposed requirement would further disincentivize physicians from prescribing pain control medications to their patients who need them. Next week, several other physician-supported bills are set to be considered by the Senate Health Committee, including legislation to mandate the use of a single credentialing form, as well as legislation to require health insurers to provide due process when a physician's contract is non-renewed by an insurance company. Last, we want to mention that the Assembly and Senate will be holding a hearing in Albany on May 28th regarding the proposed New York Health Act, legislation that would create a single-payer system. While the sponsors admit that the legislation is not likely to be enacted this year, they are looking to generate momentum for the proposal. MISNI President Dr. Art Fogner will be in Albany to discuss MISNI's position on this far-reaching proposal, certainly to praise the goals of the proposal, but at the same time to raise questions regarding how such an enormous proposal could be practically implemented without patient care being compromised. For more information, go to MISNI's website, MISNI.org, as well as MISNIENews.org, as well as MISNI's CME website for the programs that we previously mentioned. Thank you.